You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
Prepare your ears, humans. Happy, Sad, Confused begins now.
Today on Happy, Sad, Confused, Andrew Garfield and Cody Smith McPhee on their Oscar nominations. Hey guys, I'm Josh Horowitz. Welcome to another edition of Happy, Sad, Confused, and happy Oscar nomination week, guys. This is a little bit of a different episode for Happy, Sad, Confused. We're celebrating the Oscars here today. And yes, I have, like many, a weird kind of love-hate thing with award shows and the Oscars in particular. They get a ton wrong, but they also get a ton right. And let's face it, it's a great opportunity to celebrate some of our favorite movies of the year, some of our favorite performances of the year. And also, who doesn't love the Oscars? I love its big, bloated, 3.5-4-hour award show. I love the tuxedos and the silly repartee, the awkward banter, the hosts. Yes, we're going to get a host this year. I'm excited about that. And like I said, it's most importantly just an important chance to shine a light on some films that are big, with like big box office that already a ton of people have seen, but more importantly, a lot of films that people haven't seen a lot of. So that's what I'm going to focus on today. These are a couple of quick conversations. So here's what happened. As you listen to this, you're probably listening to this the day or two after the nominations are out. Day of the nominations, when I tape this, some of the nominees are celebrating by talking to people like me. So I hopped on Zoom for a couple of quick chats, and these are super quick chats, but it's still fun nonetheless. Later on in the podcast, I chat with Cody Smith McPhee. This was exciting for me because I haven't talked to Cody since Power the Dog came out on this Oscar trail for this film. That being said, I've talked to Cody a bunch over the years. He is and was, I mean, he's an adult now, but he was a child actor, and he was a really talented one in some of my favorite films. I think the first conversation I had with him was probably for Let Me In, the Matt Reeves remake of Let the Right One In. But since then, he's been in X-Men movies. I've talked to him at Sundance about movies, and he is fantastic in Power of the Dog, a performance, a character that really sneaks up on you. If you haven't seen the film yet, you'll know what I'm talking about after you see it. He is very well deserving for this great performance opposite no less than Benedict Cumberbatch for most of his scenes. Power of the Dog, we haven't talked about a lot on the podcast, but it is definitely an exceptional piece of work from Jane Campion. It is on Netflix right now, so you have no excuse to check it out. And the acting awards are, you know, they're overwhelmed by these actors this year. Benedict Cumberbatch represented in Best Actor. Jesse Plemons, one of my favorite actors, previous guest on the podcast, nominated in Best Supporting. Kirsten Dunst, nominated in Best Supporting Actress. And as I mentioned, Cody Smith McPhee. So that's 4 acting nominations alone for Power of the Dog. It will probably take home some big awards, maybe the biggest one of the night when the Oscars come around. So that's later on in the show. It was about 2 a.m. in Australia when I caught up with Cody, yet he was remarkably coherent. I guess that's what an Oscar nomination will do for you. It will, I think he was just operating on adrenaline. But that's a brief, fun little chat with him later on. So stay tuned for that. But first up, we're going to talk to Andrew Garfield. Andrew Garfield has taken over this podcast in recent months. I think this is his third time on the podcast in the last year. So, of course, Andrew is starring in and being acknowledged for his remarkable work in Tick, Tick, Boom, also on Netflix, I should add. If you haven't caught up with this film, the directing debut of Lin-Manuel Miranda, at least when it comes to feature films, you really should. This is the story of Jonathan Larson, the famous playwright who brought us Rent and many other great works before his untimely death at, I don't know, I think he was in his late 20s before when he passed away, sadly. Anyway, Andrew is exceptional in this film, and I got a chance to catch up with him for, again, a brief chat. It's always fun to catch up with Andrew. He was, of course, still eloquent and giddy, as he always is, and it was nice to bask in the moment with Andrew one more time before the big show. So big congratulations to him. Other things to mention. Let's see, before I talk about other Oscar nomination stuff, there's a bunch of other stuff in the Josh Horowitz world to keep you abreast of. There is a new game night dropping very, very soon on the Happy, Sad, Confused Patreon. Go to patreon.com/happysadconfused for a new episode of Game Night that's going to be dropping, I think, in about a day or so, day or two, bear with me, a cast reunion of some of your favorites. Basically, you guys have all guessed who's in this episode, but I won't ruin it for you guys that haven't looked at the blurry photos on my Instagram yet. Suffice it to say, some beloved actors from a beloved TV show. Tons of stuff on the Patreon, tons of stuff that's coming up that I want to I can tease one thing. I think I can tease one thing. I've been saying we've been trying to do some live shows for Happy, Sad, Confused. One has been secured. There is an upcoming live Happy, Sad, Confused that will be announced very soon. It will be in New York City, and it will be in a matter of weeks. So stay tuned. You guys will be very excited about it, and you will be the first to know about it on the Patreon. I think I'll be able to hopefully announce it first there, patreon.com/happysadconfused. And as I've said before, I will always give you guys the opportunity, when possible, to get discounts for tickets. And I think I will indeed be able to do that for this event that I am mysteriously teasing. And I should say there are a few other events that I'm also trying to land. So stay tuned. Lots of exciting stuff there. Also got a chance to catch up recently with Mark Wahlberg and Tom Holland. Some new interviews coming on for MTV that I did, and also for Comedy Central. Some really fun stuff there. Stay tuned. I will tweet that out. I'll put that on my Instagram, Joshua Horowitz. What else should I mention? Well, just like back to the Oscars for a second. I mean, I just some headlines as far as I'm concerned. Generally speaking, I'm happy. Like, the movies that I loved are in there. West Side Story, Belfast, Tick, Tick, Boom. I'm a fan of Don't Look Up. I know that one's divisive. Coda. I adore Coda. So many great films. Power of the Dog, of course, as I mentioned. Kristen Stewart, I have to give some some love to. I'm so happy she made it into Best Actress. Her first nomination, a long time coming. We love our Kristen. And yeah, thrilled for her and thrilled for Team Spencer. I was a big fan of that movie. Again, I know it wasn't everybody's cup of tea. It was my cup of tea. Thrilled for Jessica Chastain making the cut in Best Actress, her first nomination in, I think, about a decade. Overdue there. She's always amazing. You know, bummed for things like Rachel Zegler, Emilia Jones. These are very young careers. They're going to get another shot at awards, don't worry. And hopefully I'm hoping they'll at least be invited to the ceremony so they can enjoy that moment with their casts. Should mention, I guess, the big disappointment on my end, our beloved Katrina Balfe did not make the Best Supporting Actress cut. Ironically, it seems like Judi Dench got her nomination. Judy, who, you know, I guess she's just royalty. I mean, she's great in the film too, don't get me wrong, but let's be real. I would have loved to seen Katrina make the cut. Again, she'll be back, guys, don't worry. And everybody knows how talented she is. So, and she was very classy in her social media post today, rooting on the rest of the team in Belfast, which is well represented with Ciarán Hinds, Judy, Kenneth Branagh getting another couple nominations, thanks to Picture, and I think maybe a screenwriting nomination. So, yeah. And no, I guess the big oversights that people were surprised by, maybe Lady Gaga. I love Gaga. House of Gucci wasn't necessarily my favorite movie of the year, but whatever. Alana Haim would have been fun to get into Best Actress. I love Licorice Pizza, but that Best Actress category, as I already mentioned, is so, so crowded. Would have loved Jamie Dornan to get in for Belfast, but we knew that category was crowded as well. Leo, I would have liked to see in Don't Look Up, but again, there are 5 nominations in these categories. What are you going to do? Someone's going to be left out. So don't worry about these guys. They'll be okay. They will live on. Leonardo DiCaprio, I think, will be all right. But let's celebrate who did make the cut, who is being acknowledged this year, and the fantastic work that came in 2021. I can't wait for the big show. I'm not sure if I'm going to be on the carpet yet, but it would be great. I'd love to be back there. It was ironically one of the last big events I did before the world kind of shut down 2 years ago. So we'll see. We'll see. Certainly a lot of familiar faces to me to reunite with on that carpet if it comes to pass. So fingers crossed. All right, let's get to the 2 main events. Later on in the episode, as I said, Cody Smit-McPhee, a great little chat with Best Supporting Actor nominee for Power of the Dog. But first up, one of our favorites. He's a happy, sad, confused all-star. The next voices you will hear are me and Best Actor nominee for Tick, Tick, Boom, the great Andrew Garfield. Andrew.
Hi, Josh.
Wow.
Hey, buddy.
It's so good to talk to you, buddy.
What's up?
Oh, nothing much.
Dude.
Just another day. congratulations, my friend. This is... You have accomplished the full arc of, wow, what a year, what a year. Just talk to me a little bit about, I mean, okay, let's start with this. You know as well as I do, the last couple of months, everyone's been predicting this. Does it consume you? Do you, like, as you approach today, are you like, oh God, everyone's predicting it. What if it doesn't happen? Where was your head at?
Yeah, I really try not to have it be all-consuming. It's very hard not to, because it plays into all of your fantasies of being a young kid and watching the Oscars at home and going, well, one day I'll be there. And it's very, very difficult not to have it occupy a part of your psyche for at least once or twice every day. And then, of course, you know, the night before, things get very freaky up in the old noggin, and you start to really have some kind of it becomes tricky. And then, you know, luckily I slept last night, and I did set an alarm for 5 just in case that there was good news to come. But it definitely does get in your head. For I'll speak for myself, it does get in my head, because I love this movie so much, as you know, and I love everyone involved in it, that I, of course, am longing for film and for the our community to be recognized like I feel the film really deserves, and I feel that Lynn really deserves, and that our producers and the cast and, you know, Jonathan and ultimately Jonathan himself, you know, the response to the film and Jonathan as a human being has just been so overwhelmingly beautiful. And people are just getting inspired by him left and right, and are being reawoken to their own dreams, their own giftedness. And so, of course, you know, you want that to be reflected in on a morning like this. But yeah, it tests your ego. It tests your sense of surrender, you know, because there's certain things you can't control. There are outcomes of things that you just can't control.
Well, luckily you don't have an active brain that does a lot of the work for you. That doesn't.
What are you getting at? My neuroses. It's actually been okay, because I think, you know, ultimately I just feel so proud of the film.
Yeah.
And so no matter what happened this morning, I'm so proud of the company and myself, and the fact that we have touched so many people's lives with Jonathan's story. That's the victory, you know. That really, yeah. And I don't mean that in a kind of like that kind of, you know, condescending way. Like, it really, really is enough. And yeah, this, I'm not going to lie, the icing on top is just a beautiful big chunk of, well, it's beyond icing. It's a really, really special thing to be included in this year's nominees.
Yeah. Who in your life does this really make happy? Who I mean, obviously this is self-satisfying, but that's part of the beauty of these kind of awards, and they're kind of silly in their own way, but they're kind of profound in another way, is they bring so much joy and happiness to the friends and family around us. Who is losing their mind today?
Totally. And I love that question. And that's why I think at best, actually, these things like award ceremonies and award, it becomes a gratitude ritual, you know, it becomes a kind of an ability to recognize that it's one of the reasons I can enjoy it is that it feels like I'm sharing it with so many people. Like it's not mine alone. It's like, and I know a lot of people say this, but it's so true. It's like, I wouldn't be here talking to you. I wouldn't have been nominated for an Oscar this year if it wasn't for my friend Greg Miele lying to Lin-Manuel Miranda about me being able to sing.
I was going to ask you about your masseuse friend who vouched for you, of course.
Greg Miele. The reason I'm nominated for an Oscar today is because of Greg Miele, who just happens to be my friend and happens to be a supportive lying person in my life. And you know, in deeper ways, you know, I'm not here without Jonathan. Like I get to honor Jonathan. I get to keep honoring Jonathan Larson. I get to honor Lin. I get to say, you know, I'm not here without Lin Manuel Miranda. I'm not here without my singing teacher, Liz Kaplan. I'm not here without my dad, who is freaking out this morning and is so happy and ecstatic. I'm not here without my mother, who encouraged me to be an actor. I'm not here without my first high school drama teacher, Mr. Phil Tong, who gave me the gift of theater. I'm not here without, you know, Simon McBurney, whose theater company Complicité was the first piece of theater I ever saw. I'm not here without, I'm not here without Alan Parker making Bugsy Malone. I'm not here without Tom Hanks in Joe versus the Volcano or Big. You know what I mean? It's like, it's all of these things that amount. I'm not here without Robin De Jesus, that's for sure, and Vanessa Hudgens and Jeff Henry and Alex Shipp and MJ Rodriguez and Ben Ross, and you know, and Julio and Cecilia Costas. It's like, oh no, this is a village, and I sincerely get to share this moment with a big community of people in my life that I feel so grateful that I get to just be a part of.
Have you heard from your Spider Brothers today yet?
Yeah, I have. I got a sweet, sweet text from Tom and Toby. Very, very sweet. Just you know, the Spider Brothers are in action today, and they're being very, very supportive. It's very, very lovely.
Do you connect it at all? I mean, obviously, this is about Tick, Tick, Boom and Jonathan Larson, this performance. But in the larger scheme of things, it's been a hell of a year from you, for Eyes of Tammy Faye, mainstream, and also just kind of like, and I've experienced this, just seeing how much love there is for you out there. And I'm sure you sense it. And seeing you really seems like you're like coming into your own, both as an actor, but as just someone that's kind of like reconciled, like how to enjoy the process. Does it feel like this is about Tick, Tick, Boom, and also in some ways about Spider-Man and these other things too?
Well, I mean, I think this morning really is about Tick, Tick, Boom and that whole company of people, as I said, and everyone who's worked so hard on it. But otherwise, you know, I think I'm in a place now in my life where I feel sturdy and kind of solid enough in my ego structure where I'm not, I can handle the ups and the downs and the projections of an audience and people, whether it's positive or negative. And know that that's not defining either way. Like I can enjoy this moment and I know that it's just a moment, and I go back to work and I'm still, you know, gonna, you know, clean up the dog shit and do the dishes and make them, like, you know, make a mistake today and say something wrong to someone. Like I know So I think with that, I feel much more equipped to accept and lean in and breathe in and not feel scared or threatened by the beauty, the highs, as well as the lows, because I know it's all survivable. And I know ultimately there's something untouchable that, that transcends the highs and the lows, that transcends the external happenings of a life, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, and I always go back to, I love this film. I love the work in this film. I love that what we created, and that is untouchable. It's like, if you get it, you can have it. And for people who are watching, if you don't get it, then you don't get to have it. You know, it's as simple as that. But yeah, like, it's there for you to get. And we're offering, I know that Lin-Manuel and the whole team have offered something such a rich meal for people. And I know a vast majority of people are really getting it and are really feeling inspired in their own lives because of how inspired John was in his.
Has this inspired any musical offers now that you are a veritable movie musical star? Are you getting the Mamma Mia 3s, the Cats 2s, the...
You just keep from your lips to God's ears, Grease 3, Mamma Mia 5, Cats 7.
Only the sequels that sound horrible on paper, I want you to...
Yeah, that's all I want to do. That's all I want to be a part of. Yeah, like the Fast and the Furious musical. I'm here. I know Vin Diesel, like, you know, I'm ready. But like, you know, it's cool. Like, you know, I read an interesting, a really cool stat last night, which obviously freaked me out, which was, you know, 25. I think I'm the 26th person nominated for Best Actor for their work in a musical film in the history of the Oscars.
Yep.
And that is so fucked up. It's so weird. And so crazy. And I'm so grateful. So like, no, this is, you know, I'm in the Lin-Manuel Miranda camp now. Like, he's like, why would you want to make a movie that wasn't a musical? Like, who wants to make movies that aren't musicals? It's like, you might be onto something there. It's very, very, it's so beautiful. It's so fun.
Maybe they'll make a Dune 2 into a musical. I know you're a fan of Timmy and Dune. Maybe they'll just go a different way.
Listen, I think if this year has anything to tell us, it's that, everything needs at least one dance number, for sure.
We need it in our lives now. I'll let you go in a second, buddy. But just in as you look ahead now, you've got the engraved invitation, and I assume at least a plus one or plus two. Have you decided who's coming along for the ride?
Oh man, it's a tricky one. It's I have some ideas. I'm sure my father, if he can get on a plane, will come along. But yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
I want to bring everyone. I want to bring everyone I love. You know, it's that. You know, and I want us all to walk the red carpet arm in arm, or like inside as some weird freaky kind of giant person wrapped in a trench coat, so we can all sneak in together.
I really, really hope to see you on the carpet in a giant, absurd, like Muppet-like trench coat, and be like, "Who are you wearing?" Oh, all of my friends underneath here are actually is what I'm wearing.
They're all they're all tested. They're all bagged. It's all
there.
Good.
You go. As long as we do it, safely. It brought me so much joy to hear your name this morning, and I'm so thrilled for you, buddy. It's been a hell of a journey, and the good news is the journey isn't quite over. And as you said, you're a representative in some ways. This is about you, but it's also about this community that created this wonderful piece of work. And if anything, this is just going to point more people towards it and hopefully inspire others. So congratulations to you.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Thanks, man.
Cody, congratulations, my friend. This is a big moment, needless to say. Talk to me about first, just how are you feeling? I mean, this is one of those weird things where, like, you know, you've been in the conversation for a while. So is that kind of like, has that messed with your brain going into today or not?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I take the advice and I didn't like pay too much attention to it, as hard as it is, you know, with the pundits and the predictions and all that kind of stuff, which I kind of look at every other year when I'm not in the conversation. So that was a little bit hard, but it was healthy. And with everything in my life, I go in with the greatest hopes, but also expect nothing at the same time. And it leaves you with the greatest sense of surprise, achievement, gratitude, and to be honored in this way. It's Yeah, it's so special. And obviously not just for myself, but I'm absolutely ecstatic for all my peers to make it in there with Jesse Plemons, Kirsten Dunst, Benedict, Ari, Jane. I mean, and I think we're leading, if I may humbly say that, in nominations, which is just an absolute honor. So, I really don't have too many words for you, but I hope I'm conveying my emotion.
It is being conveyed, and I admire how coherent you are given the time. It's about 2 a.m. where Cody is right now, and given just like this life. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that any actor would dream of. You know, it's especially poignant and exciting for you, I'm sure. Like, I've been talking to you for over a decade. Like, you started so young. This something that, like, was even in your wildest dreams growing up? Like, as you started to become an actor, like, does every actor have the dream of being nominated, or did you never even let that enter your mind?
I mean, I have to be, like, transparent in saying that because I didn't have the most traditional start into acting. It was something that really organically formed between, you know, my father just taking an opportunity. He was an actor himself. My sister's an actress. And so, I mean, yeah. And through our relationship, I mean, we created a really good bond and understanding of how to progress through scripts and character development and stuff like that. So for the most part, I mean, I feel like I owe a great deal of my success and achievement to the state of mind and attributes of innocence. It's something I say a lot and that I try to kind of carry with me into my maturity. And what I mean by that is just the elements of really doing something for the moment. You know, much like a dance, you don't really do it for an end outcome. You do it, you know, for the moment and for the music. So as much as that sounds kind of cliche, that really is how I move with this. And I really don't try to think too far ahead, whether it's, you know, the material that I want to do or people I want to work with or and awards, you know, for the most part. But again, I've always said if it was something, you know, a token of appreciation that would come my way, I would happily embrace it with all arms. And I mean, now it's here. The nomination, it's enough to feel like a win. So I'm ecstatic. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm talking about being in the moment. I mean, being on set with Jane Campion and this company of actors who, as you said, have all been nominated. This doesn't happen very often where, like, kind of, you know, the main ensemble is all represented, which is remarkable. You know, talk to me, you know, I've talked to actors so many times over the years about, like, do you feel it on set, that kind of thing? I mean, clearly you feel what Jane Campion is delivering as a unique filmmaker, but talk to me about the camaraderie on set of sharing those moments with Benedict, with Kirsten, with Jesse, and how that felt different maybe from other experiences. And did you know in your heart of hearts that this was, whether it was going to get awards attention or not, this was a special experience?
Definitely. I mean, for me as a personal experience, it was something that was like a gift that kept on giving from the day that I had met Jane Campion, for what was, you know, labeled as an audition, but it really was just a general meeting, to people, you know, discussing a story that they really loved that they wanted to tell. So, from that point on, when I went on to meet the rest of the cast, you know, Benedict, Kirsten, you know, Jesse together, I mean, it was so amazing that they got to have that chemistry and play that on screen. It was a really beautiful thing to see. And I think this has been spoken about a lot within press. Benedict took a somewhat, you know, method approach.
Right.
So, I mean, I definitely admired that. And we had this sense of kind of hostility on set when he was around in the boots of Phil, figuratively and literally. But because our characters have this kind of arc where there is this sense of impending doom, but at the same time, they have this kind of building relationship with each other, and this kind of dance that they have. We had, you know, as Benedict and Cody, more elasticity and more room to kind of play and have a bit of a laugh with each other. So, I mean, that was always beautiful. I had the same thing with Kirsten and Jesse. But, yeah, overall, I mean, I could only judge it from my perspective as an actor and, you know, my past experiences in comparison. And I definitely felt that Jane was recontextualizing my journey into acting and character development. And basically she was challenging me. She was poking and prodding me in the best healthy way possible to get me out of my comfort zone and out of this kind of stagnant nature, which we can find ourselves in any form of, whether it's expression or just life itself. So, I mean, she changed the gears in here and she tuned me to really know what I want to look for in the future. And I mean, I think it speaks a lot to what she's achieved here.
Who in your life is going to get the most out of this moment for you. I mean, this is fun for you, but part of the joy about something like this is like the friends and family that kind of get to share in this just extraordinary journey. Who's probably going out of their mind right now? Who do you know for a fact is going out of their mind?
I mean, I was blessed to experience watching the nominations in the house that I grew up in here in Melbourne, Australia, with, you know, my mom beside me and my girlfriend and my little brother. And probably never heard my girlfriend scream that loud. And also that could be taken many ways. Sorry. My mother was crying beside herself. And, you know, I also called my dad, who he was, as I said, you know, my on-set coach and he was quietly just very proud, I can tell. So I think it's kind of still digesting for me, but for everyone around me, they've definitely shown me the joy that I'll be feeling soon enough when it sets in.
I don't know how many tickets you got, but who's got to come with you? Who's getting the plus one or plus two if you get a few?
You know, my girlfriend's gonna come. She's always been that, you know, emotional support from, you know, from the beginning to where we are now, through every up and down. And same goes for my dad and my mom. So I mean, hopefully there's a couple plus one, plus two, plus three.
Have you been able to catch up on the, I don't want to call it your competition, but the other great films and performances this year? Is there another film that you are like watching, you're like, oh, you know, I would have liked to have snuck into that one, jealous that you weren't a part of, just as a fan?
Definitely. The one that I've been kind of responding to with that question has been Dune. I love sci-fi. I'm a fan of the original David Lynch. I love David Lynch, and I've always wanted to see it reiterated and to see it in the hands of those masters. The cinematography, the storytelling, the actors, they're all beautiful. I mean, I admire Timothy as well. So I definitely wouldn't want to, you know, take his place in that. I think he fit that perfectly, but it definitely fun one to play around in.
Is this your way of angling for the character of Fade in part two? Or are you putting the word out?
I would love that. I just need to get a bit more ripped.
Hey, you can do it. You can do anything, man. I'll let you go because I know it's a crazy night for you. But I just want to say, you know, truly, congratulations. It's one of the joys for me over the years is getting to talk to people at different phases of their career and think that I think I probably spoke to you for the first time on maybe Let Me In, which...
No, I recognize you. That's why I probably gave you a bit of a geeky smile. But it's always just fantastic to kind of make the rounds. And it is. It's very special to kind of see eye to eye in this weird kind of landmark way throughout our lives. And hopefully we continue to do that.
Exactly. I hope to see you in person on the carpet and enjoy this journey. And luckily, you've got a little bit of a road ahead. And also, luckily, you know, if people haven't seen Power of the Dog, this gives people another reason to check it out. Obviously, the Academy has good taste. And this is a special piece of work from Jane Campion, one of the masters. So, Cody, thanks for the time, man.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
And so ends another edition of Happy, Sad, Confused. Remember to review, rate, and subscribe to this show on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm a big podcast person. I'm Daisy Ridley, and I definitely wasn't pressured to do this by Josh.